This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. Walking up to The Fan Morning Show pre-show, which will walk you up to The Fan Morning Show. So, whole collection of shows this morning. Technically. But it's good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. And we have not been stripped of news these last couple weeks. The Steelers taking the spotlight for acquiring two big name quarterbacks, which, as I've illustrated, all of the reports were weird, talking about, well, the Steelers are linked to Russell Wilson, the Steelers are linked to Justin Fields, and we as fans couldn't really put it together that the Steelers actually might be willing to bring in both. So a lot of the reports there were true, but we weren't. I personally, and I know a few others of mine that I've talked to about sports, didn't really see this coming necessarily, because our minds were trained to think one or the other. And Omar Khan this offseason has been like, why not? Why not anything? Why can't I do anything? And then he proceeded to do really anything that he wanted, which was, okay, let's sign Russell Wilson and let's trade Kenny Pickett to make some roster room, make the depth chart more friendly for Justin Fields. And all of this being done on a budget. Not spending too much money, not giving up too many assets, a conditional sixth-round pick for Fields, $1.21 million for Russell Wilson. And here we are, the Steelers are in the spotlight because they've done just so much to improve this team and make it feel like it's a different team. So that's exciting. Not to mention that you have the Penguins had their bobblehead shipment stolen. They were supposed to give out Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads on Friday last week, and the shipment that arrived in California got stolen, so that's interesting. You got the Pirates continuing to have some of their key players perform. And O'Neill Cruz on Monday against the Phillies in an 11-2 winning effort for the Pirates hit two home runs. And he's got seven now in spring training. So that's exciting. Paul Skeens has been optioned back to the minors. That announcement came within the last few days. So that's sad, but he was lighting it up. Henry Davis is making a great case for why he should be a regular on the Major League roster. I mean, he's continued to drive in runs. He had a couple over the weekend. So there's that. Pittman's basketball, unfortunately, not participating in the NIT. But their season was exciting coming to the end. They finished fourth in the ACC. And they made it to the semifinals, lost to the number one seed. So there's been a lot going on in Pittsburgh sports, and it's just, you know, every time I recap it, it just helps me refresh and just, like, appreciate the time that we're in right now. The Steelers look very hopeful coming into this next season. The Penguins are not out of it. You know, they're probably my least favorite to talk about at this point, though, because had they played a little bit better down some stretches in January and maybe even early February, they may be even more in consideration for a spot. But, you know, they've just slowed down. The rest of the league is not great, so they may qualify for the playoffs still, but they're still frustrating indeed. And the Pirates, you know, they have a lot of hope, and they're a lot more closer than the Steelers are to their season beginning, so there's a lot of hope with the Pirates as well. And again, Pittman's basketball gave us something exciting. Their story is closed for this year, but it was exciting. So if you want to call, you want to recap anything, anything you're feeling this morning about Pittsburgh sports, you can. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can reach me at. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's CALLAS_33. Talk to me on there. Mention me in a post. I usually respond to those either on Twitter, or I'll read them on the air too if I have time. So you can talk to me either way. Talk about anything Pittsburgh sports this morning. The Steelers were linked to former Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. He was one of the Steelers were one of three teams that he had scheduled to visit this week, and a report came out yesterday that Mike Williams looks like he's going to sign with the New York Jets on a one-year contract. So apparently playing with Aaron Rodgers, who's apparently running for vice president, whatever that means, look it up yourself. I don't know the details, but I was surprised to see that. Either way, Mike Williams is excited apparently to work with Aaron Rodgers, so good for him. That's where he seems to be going. So now the Steelers got to pivot, and there's still the position for them to address. And Jerry Dulac, Steelers insider, was on the Rich Eisen show recently a few days ago and hinted that maybe the Steelers are looking somewhere else for their receiver to acquire.
When you say they're not done, you mean bringing in a receiver named Mike Williams?
Or bigger is all I will tell you, Rich, and we shall see. But that is another step that they are going to make. And it, like I said, it might not even be Mike Williams. It might be a bigger catch, if you will. No pun intended.
I like the pun, though. Maybe if it wasn't intended. A bigger catch, right? Wide receiver. Anyway. But so they may be approaching the acquisition of a bigger wide receiver, a bigger name. Now, Antonio Brown, if you haven't heard, he's got a new journalistic type of brand on social media called CTESPN, which, that's happening. Apparently, I mean, he reported that Justin Jefferson was being linked to the Steelers, which is an interesting proposal, what the Steelers would give up for Justin Jefferson. Is interesting to think about from the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I don't trust anything Antonio Brown says, and until he has the right sources or gets one of these predictions or reports correct, I'm probably not going to pay much attention to that. But that conversation, though, is interesting. What would the Steelers give up that would make you satisfied that they could acquire, you know, safely, I'll call it, like, require fairly, Justin Jefferson, or, you know, Steeler-friendly? A lot of the deals have not seemed fair that the Steelers have made, but they've all worked out in the Steelers' favor. Like, what can they give up for Justin Jefferson to, you know, keep it reasonable on their end? Which I think is an interesting conversation to have. It's just interesting to think about if the Vikings are willing to trade him, what could the Steelers give up that would be suitable? I really wish they would have signed Mike Williams. It just would have made things a bit easier. And he didn't even sign for a whole lot. Like, it wasn't unaffordable for the Steelers the way they've been going on this year. I also still want Tyler Boyd. I think that would be a cool story for him to come back, and, you know, he's still talented enough. Now when you start throwing the conversation in about Justin Jefferson, I'm kind of like getting scared and backing away a little bit, because Omar Khan to this point has been able to do things at a bargain. He's been able to make these acquisitions at a bargain. And so now you talk about Justin Jefferson, and it feels like there's no hoodwinking the Minnesota Vikings for that. Like, Justin Jefferson is worth a lot, and I feel like the Vikings know that and will get a return even if they do decide to trade him. I don't think the Steelers are going to fleece anybody, or they're not going to fleece the Vikings for a guy like that, and they're not going to fleece teams who know what they have. So, and I don't know what, I have no idea who Jerry Dulac may have been referring to. If they don't get Williams, they may be looking for a bigger receiver, which, yeah, I'm not sure exactly who that would be. But the Justin Jefferson conversation came out just because he was lightly linked. I'll call it lightly because the source isn't all that credible right now, but, you know, lightly linked to the Steelers. Like, what would the Steelers have to give up for a guy like a Justin Jefferson, even if there were other players that were on the open market that are not being looked at or have not been linked to the Steelers that may still be available that the Steelers could negotiate with, like what teams? So, yeah, it's just interesting. Like, what do you think is a fair deal for a guy like a Justin Jefferson? Do you think he's worth a first-round pick? Do you think he's worth... do you think he's worth George Pickens either? I mean, that's an interesting kind of proposal to make there. Would George Pickens be worth being in the deal for a Justin Jefferson? That, I think, is too much of a stretch, and it also doesn't help the Steelers to trade George Pickens at this point because the Steelers need that help. But now Justin Jefferson got acquired. I saw this conversation too, which was interesting. A couple parties on social media going back and forth. Who would be the wide receiver one if Justin Jefferson got acquired by the Steelers? Like, how good is George Pickens in relation to other wide receivers in the NFL? I think that's an interesting conversation to have as well. George Pickens has had light attitude issues, but he also seems like he can catch any pass. He's very agile, and he's very good at bringing in the football. Justin Jefferson is an elite talent in his own right. George Pickens is more on the breaking out side of his career. Justin Jefferson has broken out, and he's now clearly established in the league. Like, you know what you're getting with him, and it is elite production. So, what would you do? Who would be the number one in that situation? Would it be George Pickens for you still, or would you yield to Justin Jefferson? And what would the Steelers give up for a guy like Justin Jefferson? Like, if they're going to trade for maybe not only Justin Jefferson, but any of the wide receivers that may be available, what's a fair trade for a guy like that? 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call in this morning. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. I'll be taking calls up until about 5:35, and then the Fan Morning Show pre-show that begins at 5:40. So welcome to talk to me at any point. I'll take some phone calls coming up next. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and you're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy. You can shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 47, low of 28, overcast skies throughout the day. Then tomorrow it clears up, but it's going to get colder somehow. High of 39 for tomorrow, low of 23, and there's been some early projections of snow in the forecast for Friday. So I'm not thrilled about that, especially because baseball starts next week. Yeah, baseball starts next Thursday, I believe it is. It's when opening day is. The Pirates won't play at home until, the 5th through the 7th. They play the Baltimore Orioles in their first home series of the year. Their home opener is at that time. But yeah, they've got a couple of – they got two road series before they come back to PNC Park and play their home opener. So, yeah, but that's coming up real fast. And on the East Coast here, it's the Northeast. It's still going to snow, it seems, for a little while. I mean, that last week, I remember I was doing a production for Bethel Park High School for their sports teams. I believe we were running the logistics of lacrosse for, like, you know, a live stream broadcast. And I was, like, sweating. Like, it was so hot. And, like, being in the booth for a while, like, setting stuff up, like, I was drawing a bit of a sweat. And it was that day, it was, like, Wednesday last week, so it was a week ago from today. And it was, I was, like, sweating, and it was, like, hot. And I remember just, like, wow, like, it is nice weather. It's great to feel, you know, outdoorsy again. And it's, you know, feel like you can go out and be comfortable finally, and it's going to be warm, and spring is here. And then this week's come around, and we saw a little bit of snow on Monday, which, you know, interesting stuff. And then you know, now knowing it's going to be a high of 39 tomorrow. Yeah, not feeling it. I'm ready for baseball weather. I don't know when we're going to see that exactly. Probably got to get toward the end of April before we have consistent warm weather, but March likes to tease, brings a little warm weather, and then it's, you know, it snows sometime too. Even April, early April, sometimes it'll snow up here in Pittsburgh, so yeah, I don't like it. My name is Nicholas Ericalis, though. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, talking up until the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, who are at Studio B today. So that's exciting. They're out there in the Studio B, which is very nice. I went out there one time. I went and visited Crowley and Mark Caboli on my birthday out there. It's the one and only time I've been out there so far, because I got to run the board back here when they're out there, but it is a lovely establishment out there at Studio B. So they're getting prepared, they're getting ready, and they'll be on for you right at 5:40, so about 10 minutes away. Let's talk a little bit about receivers with the Steelers, who they could get. They were linked to Mike Williams. He was one of three teams that he had reportedly, he was going to visit this week, and I think he had his meeting with the Steelers already at some point. I know the Steelers were the last team on his list, but reports out there are saying that he's going to sign a one-year contract with the New York Jets. So, I mean, even if he hasn't visited, he's seemed to make up his mind already. So that's a moot point. Now we're just kind of discussing which of the receivers should the Steelers get, or what would a fair price be to trade for a receiver. Now, Jerry Dulac was on Rich Eisen's show. I played the audio a little bit earlier of him saying that the Steelers could be going after Mike Williams, quote, or bigger, end quote. That was those were the words that stood out when Dulac was talking. You could get Mike Williams or bigger. So who is the bigger receiver that they could get? Now it's a mystery, and it's got me shaken up a bit. Antonio Brown, with his new reporting, is it a business? I don't know, CTESPN. He lightly reported, and Joe Starkey was talking about this yesterday while I was producing the Joe Starkey show, that the Brown had linked Justin Jefferson with the Steelers. And if the Steelers somehow acquire Justin Jefferson, Antonio Brown will officially become a credible source. So whatever legitimacy Antonio Brown still has in I guess, reporting on the NFL inside information, the bottom line is, even if that's not a true report, if it was just out there to be clickbait, what would a Justin Jefferson trade look like for the Steelers? And what would be a fair return for him? And would George Pickens still be a number one receiver? Because we all anticipate he's going to be the number one coming into this season without Deontay Johnson. But if they did acquire another guy like a Justin Jefferson, who would be the number one, but they still rely on George Pickens to be that number one, or would they let a Justin Jefferson or maybe another big-time wide receiver play as the number one wide receiver? You can call me 412-928-9370. I'll be taking calls for another like 3 minutes, so if you want to get on, you're welcome to. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. See, to me, I feel like the Steelers have done well drafting and acquiring wide receiver talent. That, like, I'm not worried about, like, I wouldn't give up too much if it were me. I wouldn't give up too much for a guy like Justin Jefferson. I'm not giving up first-round picks for that guy. I'm not giving up high assets for that guy. I'm not giving up big names for that guy. Because I feel like the Steelers, in their history, have done well enough on their own getting receivers. Now, they only have George Pickens right now, who has the most experience on the team from a receiver standpoint. I mean, Calvin Austin's the other name that comes to mind, but he seemed like a more specialty use guy. Not somebody you want to rely on this year to be a top two. You know, Deontay Johnson's gone, Allen Robinson's gone, so the depth is depleted. So I understand the point that you don't necessarily want to just rely on the draft and then have a rookie receiver be your number two. That doesn't make as much sense as acquiring a guy who has the experience. Now, again, if you sign a guy and you can get a guy for an affordable contract, that's fine. But, like, to trade for a big name, like, it doesn't feel like the Steelers trade for big name receivers. And maybe with good reason, because they can get expensive. Receivers can get expensive. And, like, a return for Justin Jefferson, I'm not giving up a first round for him. I mean, if the Vikings were interested in trading him, and even if the Steelers were legitimately, you know, up for him to acquire. So I'm not a fan. I'm not on board with that necessarily if the return is too high, or for any wide receiver, because the Steelers in history have done enough to prove that they can develop receivers. They're in a bit of a bind this year. I think they'll look more toward free agency unless they can trade for, like Chase Claypool. Like, that case study kind of showed me that they can also find guys who are under the radar and acquire them and have them be a key piece in the wide receiver depth chart. So to trade for the big name right in front of you, doesn't seem like the Steelers doing that has ever helped in the past. Now, again, this is Omar Khan. This isn't your granddaddy or your older brother Steelers, right? That's what we've been saying for the last few weeks. So maybe Khan will pull something off and we'll come to love it because it's different. And, you know, Khan has a high approval rating so far among most Steeler fans. So we'll see.